Welcome, because you are now listening to From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts, bringing you tips, support, and player recognition and education with the experts for parents and junior golfers in Indiana. This is From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts.
Hey everyone, we are back for our second episode of State Championship Week for the IHSAA Girls State Championship. And I've got three of our regional champions on with me tonight. And we'll start with, we have Olivia Bailey, who plays for the Rochester Zebras. She was first at her sectional at Logansport, and then she was just first at her regional up at Sandy Pines. And then Sammy Nussbaum from Bedford North Lawrence, the Stars, and she tied for third at her sectionals and first at her regionals over this past weekend. Then we have Sophie Roberts from Hamilton Southeastern, where she finished in a tied for third at her sectionals at the Noblesville sectional at Harbor Trees, and then won the regionals up at LaPel at the Edge. So obviously, Olivia, you've won regionals before, and you just got it again. And tell us a little bit about your regional experience, and I want to hear about this hole-in-one.
So regional is always kind of stressful for me. I think about it like the entire season just because, you know, it's kind of hard for our team to get out of regional. So I know that I have to play well, but I was really nervous going into this regional and I was kind of sad because I knew it was going to be my last one, you know, as a senior. My first hole was kind of emotional and I doubled the first hole, but I think that kind of gave me a little more, you know, drive to kind of get more birdies off the first couple holes. So I was proud of the way that I emotionally handled that after that rough start. And then the hole-in-one was on my first nine because I started on the back. And it was 140 yards. And I just kind of hit a three-quarter eight-iron shot. And it landed in the hole, which was pretty cool. And that was my first hole-in-one that I've ever had. So the hole after that, I just tried to stay level because, you know, it was my first hole-in-one. It was really exciting, but I knew that I couldn't just let my emotions, you know, get the best of me. So I just tried to stay level. My hole-in-one was on 17. So then on 18, you know, I just tried to kind of stay in it, and I was able to birdie that hole too. So that was really cool.
Nice. So you ended up shooting a 67 that day?
Yeah. Okay. And that's my best round that I've had so far. So was exciting.
What was the par of the course?
72.
So it's 5 under that day. That's a great round. And I'm sure that hole in one, just coming off that emotion high and trying to get to that next hole, were you shaking after that? Or what was that
a little bit, first swing? Yeah, I was kind of shaking after that. I didn't really know how to react because, you know, it was my first one and it just kind of landed in the hole. So it took me a minute to like realize it, I guess.
So when you realized it, because it landed in the hole and didn't even bounce into the hole, landed right in.
Right.
That's not fair. I'm still waiting for my first one. So that just, I don't understand how I can hit it right in. Like, that's just crazy to me. That's awesome, though. Now, Sammy, obviously you guys were down south at Regional 5 and a little bit different down there with hills that we don't have up in central Indiana because Prairie View is an easy walk for you compared to some of the courses down south. Tell me a little bit about your regionals and talk about a little bit about the team and your guys' experience this past Saturday.
Our regionals, we were very concerned, honestly, about the course going into it because when we've all, like, all the teams have went and played and the greens were in no good shape. The fairways were really dry and it's obviously, like, really hilly. Like, there's a lot of blind shots at Country Oaks. And we were just going in with, like, we got to do what we have to play with. Like, all we have there is what we know. And so we knew it was going to be tight. And we were making, so I was a little upset with my coaches because they promised me that they would come and see me on like some of the tough holes on there. And I didn't see them at all. And I saw my coach and she was like, yeah, I'm sorry I haven't been here. I was like, yeah, it's okay. And then she told me that So there's about six teams that were fighting to get out of our regionals that could have easily made it out. And she was like, yeah, we're tied for first right now. And I was like, okay, tied with Castle. Yeah, tied with Castle. And she was like, so we had to change up our little coaching plans. And I was like, oh, okay. And so that really like pushed me. Like I couldn't get a birdie putt to fall like for anything. Like they were lipping out, they're going on the side of the cup. And I was like, all right, I really got to get something to fall. I was literally living off pars. And to finally go into my, the last three holes at Country Oaks are the toughest three holes I have honestly, like, there are some really tough holes. And she, that's when she told me. And then I went par, birdie, par. And as soon as we came in, I saw we shot a 332, I believe. And it was rough because our three, she took a 12 on the first hole. She went OB three times. And I saw that. And I was like, oh, so this is good. Like, she could either really let that affect her or she can come back. And she came back with it. I mean, she shot a 47 and then I don't even remember, but she totaled a 91. So whatever that math is, but she didn't like, she let her affect it like her first hole and then she was done with it. And to come in and actually win as a team when no one expected us to be able to do that with Castle, and they've been shooting pretty consistently. Yeah, everyone thought Castle was going to come in and win that because they've been shooting pretty consistently, but we snuck in there somehow.
Well, that just goes to show anything can happen on any course and you don't know. I mean, teams play different courses different ways. And some teams play better at certain courses and some players play better at certain courses. Now, Sophie, obviously, you know the Edge. You play that a few times throughout your life. I know the person that's taking you there several times to play that course pretty well. So tell me a little bit about your day and your team and your day there at, up at the Edge.
Yeah, so I would say like we had won sectionals as a team, and I think our mindset going into it was at sectionals, like our AD came up to us and he came up to our coach and he was like, survive in advance, right? And our coach looked at him and he's like, no, we're going to go win. And we ended up winning sectionals. And I think we kind of kept that mentality coming into regionals. We didn't win, but I think expectations got to a few of our girls and stuff like that was like our main struggle at our regional. But throughout like my round, I don't think there's no stress for us to get through our regional, especially because really it's just us and Noblesville, and really we're just fighting for the whoever wins. So there's not much stress coming like down on, I think, a lot of our girls. I think it's more of like how we compete against Noblesville. So I would say like throughout my round, like my first couple of holes, I just didn't really make anything. I just kind of had pars and the greens were still kind of dewy from like the time we were teeing off. And I had the three putt and then I bogeyed and then went birdie, birdie, and then kind of finished the front off one under. And then the back, I scared my parents. There's like this barn on, I think it's 14.
It's 14.
On 14, and there's like a shed, like barn thing, like to the left of the fairway. And we don't play it like super long. I think the hole is only like, if you cut it, I think it's only like maybe like 200 something. And so I like take this like 5 wood over. My mom's like standing back. She's like terrified that I'm going to like smack it into the barn because I'm 2 under at this point after like I've made it like a few putts. And it was fine. It was just kind of like keeping that mental state, like, and staying in focus, like, especially throughout the round, because obviously there's a lot of good girls in our regional, like Josie Kelly, Olivia Fowler, Janelle Garcia, and like Presley. So there's a lot of girls that can definitely go low at that course, even some of the LaPel girls. Obviously, it's their home course, so it's home course advantage and stuff like that. But I was definitely shocked coming in when nobody else was under par. That was definitely like surprising, especially at a place like Edgewood, but it was definitely pretty cool.
So we got through our regionals, but I want to take a step back. And I think one of the things I like talking to all of you about is some of your favorite memories from the season, just from the team, your experiences with the team, because I think the great thing about high school golf is the team aspect of it, doing things with the team. and not just for yourself? Because obviously here, I mean, in 2 weeks, some of you go back to start playing your individual tournaments to get prepared for whatever next step you're trying to go on with your career. So, Sammy, start a little bit about talking about your team and some of the fun memories you've had from this year and just kind of go from there, because I think that's the best part about high school golf, are the memories.
I would say my team is one of the most unserious but serious teams. Like, we all can have so much fun with one another. One of my favorite memories is always preview, because we always have to stay in a hotel. Well, this year we actually had to stay in a hotel beforehand because of how far we are and how early they started on that Monday. And I just remember that the rooms, it's always the hotel rooms with my team. Like, there's nothing I would ever replace. Like, because I've grown up with, like, two of my teammates now that are on the team, like, since elementary school. And just be able to, like, have this fun experiences, like, and get away with them, honestly, is just so much fun. Like celebrating the regional win, the sectional win, even though we all didn't play as well as we wanted to, but just celebrating those times. And like our senior night, we always throw like a big senior night. So for Kinley Rue, we threw her a big senior night because she honestly deserves it. And that's just some of the most like memorable things. And we have like ongoing jokes that we have. And yeah.
Olivia?
My favorite things that we do with the team are mostly just like going out to eat after like 9-hole matches. We always like to go to the Mexican restaurant in town here. So that's always fun. And we just talk about things that aren't really related to golf that, you know, we can, you know, they talk about boys and they talk about all this different stuff. And it really has nothing to do with golf, but it makes us laugh and it takes our mind off of sometimes when we're not doing well, or you know, when there's a lot of pressure going on, it takes our mind off of it and it just allows us to make deeper connections with each other and to talk about some stuff that's not really serious.
Sophie?
So we asked our parents, like, this year, this is a good one for this year, like, we started like doing these like goodie bags before tournaments and stuff, and I know my coach talked about it the other time, I think, for the sectional preview. We get these, like, mystery surprise things. Like, have you guys ever, like, seen, like, the random, like, you, like, open the box and you're, like, trying to, like, guess it? So we started doing that for our, like, mystery, like, they're, like, little bags that we get. And we have, like, snacks and stuff in there. And literally, not joking, Janelle, like, kept guessing what she was going to get. Like, we pulled up to Santa Grove's invite at Hickory Stick and we had these like bear things or whatever that we were like getting. And she's like, I want the gold one. She like rips open the bag, gets the gold one. And she just kept guessing them right. And she won the invite. We're like, it was the gold bear. Like, and then one of our other favorite things to do, and it's a really, really bad habit, but we like to go to McDonald's and get two cheeseburger meals as a team, whether it's after an invite or like after a practice round. But that's definitely one of my favorite things. And like bus rides, we had to start bringing a speaker to get loud on the bus before invites because we just got like too much on our phones and stuff like that. So we had to start bringing speakers and playing music and stuff like that. And I think the bus rides are definitely a big thing for our team, is like, because we have so many people on the bus a lot of the time, it's like we're moving around and like obviously like, and we're talking to each other. Like Olivia said, like not just about golf, but just stuff in general. And I think that's probably the best part, is like you have people that like are around you in this part, and like golf season's so, like high school golf season's so quick, but like it's about having the girls around you and it's like a little family, especially for like this small portion of time. It's such an important part of your life. And I think that's why high school golf's so important to play, whether you only play it for like a year or if you can only play it for like a few years, like, or all 4 years. I think it's a really good experience for everybody.
That's great. You know, I was sitting there thinking about it. Obviously, your team experiences, your regional championship experience as a medalist that all three of you got to participate in. Now we're leading into going up to Prairie View later this week. I know, Sophie, you guys are going tomorrow because we don't live too far from Prairie View. Sammy and Olivia, I want to find out from you when you're coming up for practice. And then kind of talk a little bit about when you're coming in for practice, what you're going to do to prepare for state, and, you know, talk a little bit about what the team's doing to prepare, what you're doing to prepare. Talk a little bit about state week and the excitement behind it for all three of you. And Olivia, we'll let you go first.
It's a little different for me, obviously, since I'm going as an individual, but I've been to state twice so far, and I always think it's a really enjoyable experience. I'm going to play a practice round on Thursday, and I'm really just focusing on, like, seeing the green speeds and just seeing, like, kind of the slopes and just kind of re-familiarizing myself with the course because I don't get to play it very often. I usually only play it at state and, like, when I'm practicing there for state. So I just think it's a really good experience to go down there and get to play that course. I think it's really nice. And yeah.
Sammy?
For us, as a team, we're going Thursday practicing. And I've played this course. This will be my third time advancing to state with my team. And for when we're out there, we're generally just seeing, trying to think of where they're going to be, put the pin placements, how the greens are going to play out, what clubs to use. Because we have two people that have never seen this course. Well, they've seen it during state preview, but they have never actually, like, played it with the intenseness and pressure, I guess, on their backs. And so we're going to try and, like, keep their emotions calm as we're going out there and just giving them all the notes possible. And for me specifically, I'm just going to try and make sure what clubs I know I need to hit, make sure those are locked in and solid and dialed in, and just keep myself under control with my emotions and just go out there and play it, I guess.
So.
So for us, obviously, I know that a lot of people don't like that a lot of the central teams get to play it constantly, but it definitely does come as an advantage with having a lot of more comfortability on the course. Like, we get it, I think we've played it, I don't know, we didn't play it as much this year, three times this year, so state preview, and then I know we had an 18-hole match out there, and then
County
was out there this year, which is usually not out there. So I've had three competitive rounds for 18 holes out there. But our team went and played it, like, we'll play it for, like, weekends on Sunday sometimes, like, just with each other and stuff like that, and go spend a time out on the course. But this week, obviously, coming off Edgewood's a completely different style course. The greens are, like, a centimeter long. Like, they're super small. Like, obviously, Prairie View greens are a lot bigger, but it's definitely the comfortability of having that advantage over everybody is really good. But yeah, like everybody else is, like, getting used to the greens. I know we're going out tomorrow for our practice round, and we'll be out there not necessarily worried about tee shots, I would say, because we've played it so much. But having shots into the greens, knowing where to go, playing it safe, getting plans out there and stuff. And then Thursday we'll be out there practicing the night before, just kind of talking about the course a little bit more. And then we have the last few tee times on Friday, which I always think is great because everybody's gone and there's no pressure on the tee box anymore, especially off number one. So another little perk for getting second at regionals and still having a good low score. So definitely excited as a team and sad to be losing our senior after this year especially, but we're excited to get to play last two rounds together as a team.
So you've all been there before, correct? I think, what's your advice to others if it was their first time playing Prairie View at a big event like this? What's your advice of the course?
Breathe. Make sure you're breathing.
Hit your targets.
Yeah, I think it's like making sure you're not, I think especially coming in as a freshman when I played and being on a competitive team, I think it's like keeping your emotions under control is the biggest thing I think a freshman can struggle with. I think that's what a lot of sophomores already hold over a lot of those freshmen, no matter how good of a player you are. You kind of already know what it's going to look like, especially state's a big deal, I feel like, in Indiana compared to a lot of other states, because we don't have, like, divisions like other states, or, like, classes. Some other states have classes, and I think that we do a true state, and I think that it definitely brings on a lot more pressure to a lot more girls. So I think playing smart and not getting yourself into trouble, because you can definitely get yourself into trouble out at Prairie View a ton.
Sammy?
Yeah, I remember playing as a freshman, and I was playing the five at state, and I remember just, like, before I was going off, just, like, crying, because I was like, I'm the first one going off of my team, and I was like, I can't. Because, like, I literally just keeping your composure right before, because, like, you can be, like, all fired up, and then you get to the tee box, and you're about to go, they're about to call your name, and you're like, no.
Sammy, you guys play with HSC your freshman year, because I think you're a junior, correct?
Yeah.
So you and Sophie's team played it with each other. You are the first tee time of the day.
Yeah.
So you have 10,000 people just watching, you know, it might be 500, but to you, it felt like 50 million people watching that first tee shot. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
And they're also close too with like the bleachers, and the bleachers. Yes. The bleachers are way too close and they don't realize it. And then they all have their phones out and they're like recording you and you're like, oh my gosh. And then you're like shaking and you're like, I might throw up right now.
Yeah.
Don't get into the head. They're right in front of you. Like,
yeah, because the first time I played that was state preview and I shot like a 110 because I've never seen the course before. And then I'm going and there's all these people just standing there. I'm like, okay. But just a little tip. Like, if you're going in, you've never seen the course, you've never played at state, keep your composure, breathe, like Sophie said, hit your targets, and don't freak out.
Olivia?
Yeah, my first time at state was my sophomore year, and I remember just, like, completely shaking and just hoping I didn't, like, hit it 2 feet off the tee box and into the long grass. So, yeah, I agree with them, just keeping your emotions under control and also just enjoying it because, you know, for me, I'll be going to state as an individual for the second time. And I think, like, especially going in when you're not a senior, just enjoying it because you don't know if you're going to make it next year. Like, you never know what's going to happen. And for some people, like, state is like a once thing, and like you're only going to go one time, and so I think it's really important just to enjoy it and just appreciate that you're there. So
you're right. I think you're pretty good on that, Olivia. It's you don't know how often you're going to get there, and obviously the three of you, this will each be your third time there, so at least you don't have to worry, Sammy, about being that very first tee time this year and the million people watching you hit. And, you know, they should provide buckets for the girls on the first tee box just in case of emergency, like an airplane. Be prepared, right? So I think that's some great advice for the other girls. I think now, night before or day before, you're playing a course afterwards. What are some of your routines to get ready for a tournament?
Like a tournament in general?
A tournament in general. It could be a state, it could be regionals, it could be sectional, it could be a 1 day IJGA or going to a 2 day IJGA or a golf week or whatever. What are some of your routines that you're going to take in the state?
So I usually eat dinner.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And then I think for state, I guess maybe like think through my round a little bit, kind of like remember the holes as best as I can and like focus on like the positives of tomorrow and like realizing that it's going to be an awesome day kind of thing. And it's one of the last times I get to play with my team. So it's like exciting, but it's also like nerves. And I think like for like a 2 day event, I think it's honestly different because I think high school golf and regular tournament golf are completely opposite because unless like Olivia like is coming in as an individual, I think it's different. It's kind of similar to like an everyday tournament. But I think if you're coming in with your team, it's kind of like you're coming for that team title, especially. So it's like you want to like we do a team dinner the night before, and we all just carbo load with pasta, and that's kind of like a tradition that we do. So we kind of just kind of the same thing with like eating dinner after like a round. It's just like getting to spend time together another time and just get excited for the next day and talk about our nerves and stuff like that, I think is a really good thing before state. And like, yeah.
First date, I think for us, we really, so we all always gather after we eat. Since we stay in a hotel two nights, the first night we always gather in our coach's room and we go step by step, hole by hole, and like make sure like everyone knows what clubs to hit, where they need to like focus on, what areas they need to focus on. And then for the next day, as we go in, we all get back in our coach's room and we talk about what were the issues, what were the really good things. And like we mainly focus on the issues to try and fix those. And like, say one person did really bad on hole 18 at Prairie View, right? Someone did really bad on a hole 18 and someone did really good. We would tell them what we did and what went wrong with like how, and then compare. And we really focus on just like fixing those things on day two, then on like day one of focusing on what we should do.
For me, during the practice round, I'll just fill out a yardage book. And then once I have like all my clubs cleaned and I have like all my rangefinders and stuff like charged, then all that is left for me to do is just kind of get myself mentally prepared. It's kind of hard to have a lot of confidence sometimes. And so I think like before matches, it's really important to just like slow down and make sure you're looking at things like rationally, you know, not saying, oh, what if like the worst thing happens, and just like enjoying it, I guess, and making sure you believe in yourself and you're reflecting on all of your good practice that you've done to prepare yourself. Because the night before a match, there's really nothing you can do to, you know, fix your swing or anything like that. So I think you really just have to prepare mentally.
Great. So I am looking at tee times right now. Libby, you're off at 8:50. Sammy, you're off at 10. And then Sophie, you're off at 10:40. Now, Libby, we were talking a little earlier about Sammy teeing off that first group. You're in that third group with Presley White, Olivia Patton, and Kate Edwards. Do you know any of them?
I think I've played with a couple of them before, but I don't know any of them very personally.
Okay. Good group. Yeah, you're going to...
You'll have fun with Olivia and Presley.
Yeah. That's going to be crazy. Two Olivias in the same group. Did they do that on purpose? You almost have to wonder. But Olivia Patton's a great kid. I just had her on. She's one of the top freshmen in the state and really come out of, I mean, she's always been good, but in this last 6 months, she's really improved and really become a great player. Obviously, playing at Zionsville, it makes a little bit different. So you'll be at the number threes, it looks like, for Zionsville and Noblesville. And then I don't know Kate that well. I've never met her or seen her. And so it looks, do you know Kate at all, Sammy? She wasn't at your regional, though.
Who?
Kate Edwards, was she at your regional? I think she was.
No.
Okay.
Wait, what school?
Evansville Christian.
Yes, she was.
Okay. So, and then.
She shot a 75, I believe.
Okay. That's pretty good there, too, isn't it? Because I've not been to the course you were at before. But
yeah, she tied with Dia, I believe, Patel.
Okay. And then you're with Lexi Ray, Paige Williams, and Allie Humpenthal. Have you ever played with any of them?
No, but I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. Lexi's fun to play with. And then I know DeKalb had a great regional. So obviously when you're playing at the number one, you're going to be with good players. So that's a good thing for you. And so if you don't need to go over your tee time, you know everybody that you're playing with, it looks like, except I don't think you've played with Batesville and Northridge Girl before, have you?
I don't believe so. I don't think we played with Batesville at the Hall of Fame, and I don't know. I know Northridge is number one, but I don't know their number two at all.
So. And you and Karis have played together at least 1,000 times this year, it seems like.
I think it's been like five. So
Yeah.
Which is like half of the invites that we play.
Yeah, that you've been paired with Carmel and playing with Kara, so that kind of helps you there. Do you think it's an advantage to have someone in your group that you know, or is it a disadvantage to have someone with the person in your group that you know?
I think it depends on the person. Like, if me and Olivia Fowler are playing together from Noblesville, we're going to have a day. Like, I don't think it matters what we're shooting, but we're going to have fun. But if you're playing with somebody that maybe you don't like know the best, but you know who they are and you've played with them a couple times and maybe you just don't talk that much with them, I think it can make it tougher because you just don't have as many good conversations with them. But I think if it's someone that you know and you're friends with, I think it makes it definitely, it can make it harder or it can make it easier. I just think it just depends on the person and the type of player you both are.
Love you.
I agree with that. I used to be kind of scared of playing with people that I know, but my mindset's kind of changed on that. I think it does make it enjoyable when you're playing with people you know, especially people that are a little bit better than you or people that are the same level as you. I think it gives you an advantage.
Sammy?
I think playing with people that like I really know, like I know I'm going to have fun, but I know I won't be really focusing on the score. And I feel like it can like distract me almost compared to like people I don't know I'm playing with. I'm going to be locked in on the course and on what I need to do for each shot.
So I asked the freshman this question, and Olivia and Sammy, you can answer it. Sophie, I don't really care to hear your answer. What advice do you have for your parents at state this weekend?
Advice for my parents. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Like my dad, he's played golf for a while, and my mom, she's played golf, but she doesn't really know what goes on. And so, like, she's, like, a positive person, and my dad just, like, tells me everything I do wrong. So, like, just don't talk to me. Then we'll have, then you can talk to me after, like, on Saturday after the round, talk to me then. But, like, nah.
Olivia?
I would say just, I guess, be quiet at the, like, what Sammy said.
He's going to be walking with you, too, isn't he?
Yeah. My family, not necessarily my dad, but my family likes to make noises whenever I miss a putt or something goes wrong. They always like to make noises and have strong reactions. So I would say just stay calm.
I'll let you answer this, Sophie, then I'll tell you if I'll do it or not.
Okay. I'd like my parents to stay from the cart path and just kind of stay off to the side.
I'd do my best at that. No, but I think you're right. It's we talked, Sophie and I talked about this earlier, and it's true. There's nothing I can do. I'm not swinging the club. You get mad, there's nothing I can do if you get mad on the course. I mean, I think Sal said it best, is the E in pride for enjoy in our last podcast. As long as the three of you have fun out there and enjoy yourselves, you're going to do great. And remember, you're there to have fun. It's not that deep. And end of the day, if you get mad at yourself, you're going to cost yourself shots. And if you're having fun, you're probably going to save a lot of shots. And if you need your dad to be quiet, tell him to be quiet. And you need to tell your parents to go away. We won't go away, but at least we can stay further away. Just do the things necessary and have fun that day. And I really look forward to, I'm going to get out there early enough to watch some of the earlier tee times so I can be a part of that big crowd for the first groups to tee off. And then as it dwindles down to the end. Now, the cool part, Olivia, you've been regional champion before. Is that your second time or your third time as a regional champ?
Third.
So I think the cool experience is when they introduce you. It's a little bit different than the person that's not won regionals, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to hearing that for all of you as they introduce you as the regional champion from your region. And as that, because that's a little bit different of an introduction of something that the three of you have earned and deserve to have. And I look forward to hearing that. I look forward to seeing how all of you play. And I think state's going to be great this year. So good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts. Please be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss an episode.